Good afternoon and welcome to Finding Your Soulmate. My name's Janet Green and you're listening to bbsradio.com/ Find Your Soulmate. Today we're going to demystify why you haven't found your perfect love. All the material from today's show is from Heal Your Heart, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate, where you can find more detailed explanations and information on each topic, I can't speak today, that we discuss. There's exercises and examples that show you how to apply the information to yourself and your life. My books are available on Amazon.com and there's a link on my bbsradio.com/ Find Your Soulmate page. I'm keeping the phone lines open throughout the show today, so get your pen ready to write down these numbers and pick up the phone if you would like to know why you haven't found love. The topics in today's shows are interactive ones. They're down to earth and they're experiences that everyone who wants to find love has. Your calls will make it possible to relate them personally to each one of you. So please get your pen and write down these numbers and keep the calls coming, because the more calls we get for each topic, the more relative they will be to you. The numbers are toll-free USA only, 877-876-5227. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. Please know that if I start talking at the same time as you, it's because of the time delay which stops me hearing you. So please speak up and let me know, because I don't mean to do that. Okay, so today we're going to talk about your individual obstacles, what these obstacles mean, how they impact on you and your relationship, how your obstacles were formed, and how you can permanently remove them forever. Keep your pen and paper handy so you can take some notes about your obstacles as they're raised. This show will help you understand why you haven't found love. Time permitting, we're going to talk about four different topics, which all include fear. If necessary, we'll continue the unfinished ones on the next show. We're going to talk about memories, which include the emotions we all have and keep having, and repeat situations. We're going to talk about what you think about yourself, which includes how these views impact on your love life and where this self view came from. We're going to talk about beliefs. The one particular one I want to talk about today are the common society ones, the beliefs of love and our ability to find love. So, if I ask you to think about love right now, what is the first thing that comes to your mind instantly? Does it make you feel good or not? Every single thing that doesn't feel good is an obstacle. You thought you were just stuck with those things. You're not. They're obstacles that can be removed. Now, during the show, I'm going to show you how these things are obstacles and what they do to your love life and what you can do to eliminate them. Feelings are a huge obstacle to love. Did you know that every single thing you think and feel is valid? If you stop yourself from feeling or tell yourself it's not valid, give me a call right now. Toll free USA 877-876-5227. Toll free USA and Canada 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. So, if you think about it for a moment, how many times have you felt a strong emotion and told yourself that it's silly or it's wrong to feel it? What do you do? How many times have you felt scared or worried and you made yourself tuck it away and try to forget it existed? You just feel it and say, no, that's not good enough. I'm not supposed to feel that. It bothers me. I don't like it. And you stop yourself. How many times have you reacted to a situation and then berated yourself for doing so, just to shut it up? Your reactions are normal. We're told to walk away from fear. We're told to ignore our emotions. And we're told to forget our hurts. Is that really possible? When you do this, when you try to stack everything away and cover it up, you are effectively telling yourself that what you naturally think and what you naturally feel is wrong and it's worthless. What do you think that is telling you about you? Each time you ignore what you feel, you shut yourself down a little bit more. Sometimes to the point of not being able to feel at all. But if you want to find your soulmate and you want to have love, love's a feeling. It's an all-encompassing, delicious sensation that fills your mind and body. You feel it when you think about love. You feel it when you're open to feel and be yourself. When you can be yourself freely, the love just flows. You feel it when you engage in a romantic relationship. And then you feel it when you close your eyes at night and you dream about this beautiful thing called love. But if you close down your ability to feel, you effectively close down your ability to experience love. And that is not what you want to do. So, next time someone hurts your feelings, know what you feel is valid. It is perfectly normal. Next time you feel alone or lonely, know that what you feel is valid. It is perfectly normal. Next time you remember a sad time in your life, know that what you feel is valid. It's natural to feel sad if you're alone and you want company. Know that you are valid. Every thought, every feeling, everything about you is valid. Your feelings are natural reactions to experiences. Perfectly normal. Now, imagine what it would be like to feel everything freely and not be overwhelmed by sadness or unhappiness. Just to be you. What would it be like to stop jumping from the highs to the lows constantly? Sometimes you feel like you're a yo-yo. 1 minute you're happy, something happens, next minute you're miserable. Something else happens, next minute you're happy. Imagine what it would be like to be more balanced with your day-to-day feelings. Imagine how much less stressed you'd be. How much more you could relax. Imagine how much happier you'd feel. Just imagine what it'd be like to just feel and be okay with that and not feel guilty or wrong or doubt what you feel. That's all I'm going to say about this topic here, but the feeling chapter in Heal Your Heart expands on this topic and it shows you how to remove that pesky rating list that stops you feeling in the now. The emotions of memory is another huge obstacle to love. If you still feel the unpleasant memories, please give me a call now. Toll free in USA, 877-876-5227. Toll free USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, emotion. Did you know that the emotion from every single unpleasant experience you've ever had has been stored within you? Think of an unpleasant memory about love right now. Anything, whatever comes to your mind first. Notice what you feel. If you let yourself think about it deeply after you feel it, you'll feel the emotion right now just as you did during the original event. But I don't want you to go that far into it now. I just want you to recognize that you can still feel it. So therefore, each of us has an emotional stockpile of every unpleasant experience ever had. Some we consciously remember and some we don't. That's because of the sheer number of events and emotions we experience. I mean, I'm talking a lifetime's worth here. So there's a lot of them. We're not going to remember every single one. We are, however, filled to the brim with unpleasant emotions. And that's why they keep bubbling up. And that's what makes us explode when one more is added to that full stockpile. We're going along, we're very stressed, we're feeling emotion. One little thing happens and we erupt. And we just lose it. We're just too full. So, what are the implications of this storehouse? Firstly, your health and your well-being. Remember how you physically felt during the unpleasant love memory you just thought about? Perhaps the original time you cried or you felt sick in your stomach. Perhaps you felt a heaviness in your chest or you felt a really deep sadness. Or perhaps you just physically ached. Whenever we feel a deep emotion, we usually feel something physically. If we stop ourselves feeling the emotion or stop letting ourselves feel it, quite often we'll just feel the physical. You ever been going, getting ready to go out on a date and you feel sick in the stomach and your stomach is churning or you get a headache or you feel nervous? That's from the emotion. Stockpiles of emotions can create anything from depression, aches and pains, to physical illness. You ever heard the saying, he died from a broken heart? Well, so for anyone who has a health issue, and it's a big issue, there is a large health and well-being section in You Can Heal Yourself, which is called A Journey to Find You. It goes through all the different things you can do, all the different reasons. It shows you how to create your own experience into becoming healthy and well. Now, do you really think you're capable of opening your heart to love when you're overflowing with bad emotions? Each sad emotion increases the wall around your heart. They just add one brick at a time. Is that what you want to do? Do you want to keep yourself closed down to love? Or do you want to be open so you can feel it? Sure, you don't want to get hurt. Sure, you don't want repeat. But if you use those to close yourself down, you can't feel love properly. You can't experience it fully. And that's why I talk to people about releasing and finishing with those hurts so they don't impact on your life today. Because you can finish with them. You can permanently remove all of the blocks that close down your heart. Another reason you feel overly emotional at times is because you are just full of the emotion. Sometimes we know when this happens. We can't think, we can't enjoy anything, we can't be ourselves, we can't relax. We just feel everything full. But when we consciously carry the emotions around on a day-to-day basis, we have an enormous impact on how we feel, how we behave, and the events that occur. How can a person who is living the emotions today of an event that happened 5, 10, 20 years ago, so fully, like back then, how can they get out and socialize? How can they interact with people? How can they notice anything? How can they enjoy anything? You don't think their behaviors are related to it? You feel scared. You feel anxious. You react. So it becomes a cycle. The more emotional you are, the more events that happen in line with that. Because we do create the events. Until now, you've been told, get over it, it's easy, pack your emotions away, forget them and get on with your life. Or you're told to use affirmations, which show you how to pretend that your sadness doesn't exist. You tell yourself, I'm surrounded by love and everyone loves me. And I say that to myself over and over and over, all day long, and I keep saying it. Is that really going to help you find love? Is that really going to stop you feeling those emotions? The more you pack them away, they're going to come up. But here's the exciting thing. Now you can permanently empty your stockpile of emotions. This is not by using any method or technique you've heard of or tried before. This is using a simple technique that adds a couple of new steps to what we already do when emotions surface. It's not difficult. It's just something we didn't think that we could do. So this means you can think of an event and not feel any painful emotion anymore. You can think of a breakup with a boyfriend and you don't feel that ache. You can go into a new relationship and you don't feel the worry that he's going to dump you again. You can feel free and light because you don't have to worry. You can physically feel lighter because the emotions do make you physically feel, blah, it's the only word for it. And you can be free to be happy and feel love. Just think of one painful emotion you felt today. Anything at all. Let it come up. Let yourself feel it just a little bit. Don't go right into it. I don't want to trigger you. And now, imagine what it would be like if it vanished forever and you never felt this sadness again. How different you would feel. And how different you'd be. How different would your life be if you never felt that one emotion ever again? Forget about any of the other emotions, that one thing. If you never had to feel it again. Now we have another thing. We have reminders and repeats. And in this section, we're going to talk about those lovely little voices that fill our head with negative thoughts about the relationship we're in. I'd love to hear about your little voices, so give me a call. USA toll free 877-876-5227. Toll free USA and Canada 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Did you know that whenever we begin a relationship or even think about love, all of our unpleasant memories of love are awakened? They've been sitting there dormant. We go out, get ready for a date, and they all come jumping up. So this means that we enter every romantic engagement as the sum of our prior experiences with love. We bring them all with us. They are not forgotten. They are not ended. We live the sum of our love experiences during each romantic encounter. And we have a deep fear of events being repeated, which we all know about. So I'm going to exaggerate a bit here, so bear with me. Say you had one relationship 20 years ago where someone cheated on you. That doesn't feel good. Your trust has been damaged. Your security. You don't want to open up too much until you know you can trust them. Every relationship you have after that, you bring that with you. Now, say you had another relationship a couple of years later where you gave it your all. You decided, I'm going to open up, I'm going to give everything I can. And it just wasn't with the right person. They might have been abusive. They might have been mean. They might have been controlling. All the feelings you had during that, you relive them in your new relationship tomorrow. So think about all the different relationships you've had and how you bring all of those with you now. It's a bit much to ask of someone to be able to deal with it. And you wonder why you haven't found love. Because you're filled with memories and the emotions of those memories. But you don't have to be. The love I talk about is with a buddy soulmate. It's a relationship that is total freedom. It's with your best friend. It's with your buddy. You're free to be yourself. You don't have to doubt yourself. You don't have to question yourself. You don't have to worry about anything. You're just free. It's like when there's two little kids playing. They're just happy to be together. That's the sort of relationship I'm talking about. So how can you have a relationship like that when you're filled with all these memories and all these emotions? You can by releasing them one by one. Now, did you know that whenever we have an unpleasant experience, that we actually create a self-protection mechanism to prevent it ever happening again? It's like a warning system. It's a little voice in our head, and it warns of impending doom and gloom. You've obviously heard, you know, you're going out, you're getting ready, and you hear these little voices screaming, am I good enough? Do I look all right? Am I pretty enough? Am I doing the right thing? Should I call her? Should I not call her? What should I do? Should I have her? Should I not? They're all the voices of our warning system. Don't do this, or that will happen. Watch out, he's getting ready to leave you. He's not doing the right behaviours. I don't hear them anymore. I used to be filled with them totally, all day long. So it's hard for me to give many examples off the top of my head. But you all know the inner comments I'm referring to, all those fears that get stirred up. What do you do when you hear them? Do you believe them? Naturally. They come from you, so you think they're true. And you act on what they're saying. And this lets your emotions get all stirred up. You can actually talk yourself into a panic attack by listening to these voices. And then you make yourself go crazy, literally. Something happens, you get scared and you run for the hills. I've done that many times. We act crazy when it comes to love. Some of us worse than others. But before you decide to go to war with your mind chatter, I want you to please consider what created it. There is a very special part of you deep inside where every hurt, every memory, every negative belief, and every painful experience is stored. And they're stored there just so you don't have to consciously feel them every single day. Tuck them away. Make you feel better. This is a really special part of you. It's your caregiver. Or that's the role it's taken on. Whenever there is the slightest risk of a repeat happening, this part of you starts screaming out warnings at the top of its lungs. Stop! Be careful! Don't do this! You'll get hurt again! These are the warnings you hear as your mind chatter. The thoughts in your head. They exist because this part of you cares so deeply for your welfare and wants to protect you from further hurt. Some of you might have tried to tell the chatter to shut up. Some of you might have ignored it. Or even used affirmations to silence the thoughts. The fact is, though, throughout your life, you have encountered many very unpleasant experiences. There's a reason for these. I'm not going to go into it now, but just so you know, it is so you can live their opposite, their exact opposite. The emotions and the memories of these events have been stored within you. You don't have experiences and then just go flying over your head and they're gone. They're in you. That's why you can think of any painful memory and you can feel it like it's happening right now. They're all stored inside you. And they all remain to be felt and to impact on you and your love life until you take steps to finish with them. So they and their impact can be permanently removed. Now, let's look at behaviours. Do you ever behave strangely and don't realise why? Or you can't stop yourself? You just go in reaction mode and you don't know what's happening or why? Give me a call right now on bbsradio.com/find your soulmate. All the material from today's show is from Heal Yourself, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate. This is available on amazon.com and there's a link on my bbsradio.com/find your soulmate page. Give me a call right now, toll free USA only. 877-876-5227. Toll free USA and Canada. 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. So we're looking at behaviours. Here's one example. The person who was deeply hurt in the relationship breakup, they go into all future relationships with this one thought embedded into their behaviour. Sometimes they don't realise. because they have so many different experiences. So they're always on guard for warning signs that it may be about to happen again. They watch and they listen and they think, oh, I didn't get the phone call on time. That means they don't like me. That means they don't care. Are they going to leave again? What's going to happen? Sometimes people become overly needy. They need validation of the other person's love. They need proof all day long that the person cares. They can feel insecure. They can feel scared. And they can act this way constantly. These are often the behaviours we do without being able to stop ourselves. They're just like their automatic fears. We just do them. And then we stand back and go, oh my goodness, what am I doing? But you still can't stop yourself. They're so powerful. There's no valid reason for them in the current situation. And we don't understand why we behave that way. They are a reaction to a past event, but in the current situation. You ever wondered why you get so jealous? Where else do you think jealousy comes from? It's from a memory. Every single unpleasant experience you have ever had creates a future reaction. The loved ones and the everyday ones, they all affect your love life because they affect how you relate and react to events and people. Think on that just for a moment. Find a memory of a childhood experience that comes to mind easily. What happened? How did you react then? What did you think then? What did you decide most importantly? This happened, must mean they don't care. That happened, must mean I'm not good enough. And most importantly, how do you still carry the impact of that event now? Every single unpleasant experience you have ever had creates a belief inside you. It's these beliefs that are sabotaging your love life. These beliefs that are creating your emotional distress. They create unhappiness, strange reactions, and negative outcomes. The Greens Release chapter goes over the process of how beliefs are formed, the secondary implications. There's examples from client releases. It's a complete review of beliefs and their implications on you and your life. And then it takes you through the entire process, step by step. I do hope that you're really starting to see how love is most definitely not just about being good enough and finding someone. Finding love is about being able to live as yourself, free of the impact of your past. And that's what Heal Yourself shows you how to do. You don't have to live with fear. You don't have to live with doubt. And you don't have to live without love. You really can have it all. If I can do it, anyone can. For those who are just tuning in, this is Finding a Soulmate with Janet Green. cbsradio.com/find-your-soulmate. All the material in today's show is from Heal Yourself, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate, which is available on Amazon, and there's a link on my bbsradio.com/find-your-soulmate page. Phone lines are open, so please feel free to call. Toll for USA 877-876-5227. Toll for USA and Canada 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. So if you'd like to know how to feel better about yourself, give me a call right now. So what do we think of ourselves? Did you know that every single thing you think of yourself impacts on your love life? Well, they do. The positive and the negative ones. What do you think about yourself? Get your pen and paper. Write a couple down. What are the characteristics of you as you see them? Do you think you're lovable? Do you think you're a good person? Do you think people automatically like you? Do you think you are a valuable member of society? Do you think you deserve love? Do you think people care about you? Do you think you're a capable person? Do you like yourself? What do you think about you? Did you know that what you think of yourself dictates how you behave? You become that person who you think you are. Did you know that what you think of yourself dictates how you perceive situations? A person who doesn't think they are lovable cannot see love. They're just blind to it. Isn't that strange? But that's what we do. Did you know that what you think of yourself dictates how you feel? If you don't think you're lovable, you're not going to feel very good, are you? How could you? Here's an easy example. It's true, but it's an easy one that I'm hoping most people can just get. A person who was adopted could grow up thinking that they're not valuable and that they're not lovable. Well, their mother didn't think they were. That was the main person who created them, so they mustn't be. It's a natural assumption for an adopted person to make, and many do make that. Imagine how a person who thinks they aren't lovable might feel each day. Imagine how they might behave. They'd be distant. They have big walls because they don't want to keep being told by people's behaviours that they're not lovable. But they want love desperately. Do you think they could be in an open and loving relationship when they don't think that anyone could possibly love them? What are the thoughts and fears that might go through their heads during a date? When asked how come she was still single by a guy who thought she was pretty terrific, one woman who had been adopted automatically responded, "No one's desperate enough to want me." Her first thought, her first words without thought. Imagine how her dad felt. Saying that had no meaning to her. It's just a fact. No one's desperate enough to want me. That's what she lived. What do you think might be the repercussions of these beliefs? I think that date left as quickly as possible, and I don't think she saw him again. Just one thing. She would be a very sad person. I know for a fact she did her healing. She worked through Heal Your Heart, a journey to find your soulmate, and she found love and acceptance and had no thought that anyone is desperate enough to want her ever again. It's possible with anyone, any thought, any feeling, any belief you have, you can remove it. So what do you think of yourself? Give me a call. Toll free USA 877-876-5227. Toll free USA and Canada 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Now, Every single thing you think of you creates your thoughts and your feelings and your behaviors. But what do you think about yourself? They're the facts about you, aren't they? It is true. That's who you are. And you're so sure. Now, I'm going to give you a really brief introduction into belief. It's from a section called What I Believe, and it's in Heal Your Heart, A Journey to Find Your Soulmate. When we were little children, everything was new. So we didn't know what to believe about anything. We came into the world and all these things were happening, so we had to figure out how to live. Because a child's role is to learn how to live as a human being, we used all that we saw, we used all that we heard, and we used all we experienced to form a set of inner beliefs about who and what we are, the world and our place in it. If mummy yelled at me, then I must be a bad person. If I'm always getting into trouble, then I can't do anything right. If they don't like me, then I'm not a lovable person. We even learn to judge and complain at ourselves, just like the people around us did. You're stupid. You can't do anything right. No, you can't have a new toy because you don't deserve it. Sound familiar? Spend a couple of days listening to the things you tell yourself in your head. They're not very pleasant. This unique set of inner beliefs creates the foundation and the rules of our life and living. We know them to be true. They're our facts. They're our reality. We've got no reason to doubt or question them. I'm a lazy person. I fail at everything I do. Life's scary. Life's hard. I'll always have to depend on myself because no one else cares. We do grow up living and experiencing what we believe. We act as the role of the person who is lazy or not good enough. We expect the repercussions of being that person that we know ourselves to be. And we get it. But there's one thing we forgot, and it's really important. The beliefs we took on as children were only meant to be temporary. We required them that we could function in the world at that time. They are temporary inner beliefs. Every single thing you think of yourself is a temporary belief. It is not who you really are. None of them. Not one. Now, I'm not saying go back and blame other people for teaching you those beliefs. Not at all. My experience is, and what I teach people, is that if you believe you're not good enough, that gives you the opportunity to live the exact opposite. You find what a wonderful being you are. Just remember, every single negative belief we believe about us is what someone else taught or said to us. Then we decided to accept it as truth. That's what children do. They're sponges. They accept everything that is said to them. Every situation, they automatically blame themselves. They make all these decisions and all these judgments. But you don't have to keep them. You can let them all go. And when you do, you find out some really amazing things. Just quickly before we finish, I'd like to talk about gazing behaviour. Think about the last date you went on and the voices you heard in your head. What did they say? Am I good enough? Will he or she like me? Am I saying or doing the right thing? Am I pretty enough? How should I be behaving? What will they think of me? Do I look okay? What do I have to do to make them love me? Love is an emotional topic. When we start facing it and going out on dates and around people and we want it, all of the emotions come up. But the thing is, love is spectacular. That is the only way to describe it. It is absolutely spectacular. Now I'm going to see. I think it would be nice if you had a feel of what love is. Now, close your eyes for a minute and get really comfortable. Think of the first hold of a new baby, or a puppy, or a kitten. Let yourself feel it through your whole body. Feel that energy. Feel it circulating through you. It's beautiful. Is there any fear in it? No. Anything you think about and you feel uncomfortable or fearful is not love. Let yourself, whenever you want to experience what love is, just think of the baby and feel it. Enjoy it, float in it. Close your eyes. Breathe in and feel it filling your body. Enjoy it, because that is what is waiting for you to want it with all your heart. It's there waiting for you to decide. It's possible. It's very possible. It's the most wonderful experience on earth. What I teach and what I share and what my books show people how to do is different from the norm. They raise issues that are different from the norm. Yes. Because everything I share is grounded. It's not out there airy-fairy. It's relative to your life, your experiences, your day-to-day world. Shows you how to incorporate everything. From starting to break down your walls and open and feel without being scared to feel, to enjoy feeling, to bring that delight back into you, how to open up and let yourself feel your inner dreams and desires. They're the things you want. They're the only things that will make you feel happy. My books show you how to stop and listen. Whenever you feel something uncomfortable, follow a simple technique, go into it, find it. You can actually trace it right down to the inception. So if you had an unpleasant experience as a child, and at that time you told yourself that you weren't good enough, that no one would ever want you, that's been impacting on you your whole life, and you're sick of it. Next time you feel that impact, you stop, you follow a simple process, and you unpeel the layers, and you go back to that original part, that original incident, that part that I talked about, it's stored inside you. And you release it. You actually remove it from your body. You remove it from your mind. You remove it from yourself permanently. And you never have to feel it again. What you actually do is you feel, you come out of the experience feeling the opposite. Total opposite of the sadness and the hurt. And the epiphany is amazing. I mean, you've lived all these years thinking these things about you, and all of a sudden it's like a hammer hits you over the head and you realise, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. There is absolutely nothing wrong with me. I'm free. I can live. I can do this. I'm not restricted. I can be anything I want to. I'm just free. That is a very cool experience. Now remember that I'm going to randomly select someone from their mailing list to do a one-on-one release with. Then they can come on the next show and share their experience with you, which will be really cool. Thank you for tuning into Finding Your Soulmate with Janet. It has been a pleasure sharing with you today. And I'll, as always, I look forward to reading your emails. And I'm going to close it there. Take care and have a lovely weekend.